The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 4-0 in Big Ten play and 8-0 overall. Ohio State has a bye this weekend before hosting Minnesota on November 7th. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Hello.
Coach, this is Adam from the Big Ten. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Ralph Russell with Associated Press.
Hi, Urban. I wanted to ask you about a coach that is not on your staff that you tried to hire, and that's Matt Campbell from Toledo. I'm wondering two things. What was it that you heard about, feedback you got on Matt that made you interested in him? And it sounds like you've gotten to maybe know him a little bit. What do you see in him that makes you believe he might be a successful sort of up-and-coming coach?
Sure. I've had, obviously, from my time at Bowling Green, I kept in touch with those guys throughout the journey, and I kept hearing about this young coach from Mount Union, Matt Campbell. And then when I got hired here, I wanted to hire, obviously, a nice background of Ohio for Ohio recruiters, and his name, someone recommended him to me, and I started asking for high school coaches in the state, and to a man, they loved the guy, a hard worker, and then I started doing homework on his football acumen, and it all came back pluses. So ever since then, we've become friends. He comes down here every year, and every time we see each other, we spend time together. I got a lot of respect for his program and the way he does his business. I think he's a great coach.
If there's one thing I can follow up on, he's moving into a situation that you faced at a certain point in your career where he might have some other opportunities and have to make some choices about a good situation for maybe what could be a better situation. I don't know if you've had any chance to talk to him about that, but would there be any advice that you would give to somebody, be it him or somebody else in that situation, when faced with that point in your career?
Yeah, I have not talked to Matt about that. I have talked to many coaches, including guys on my staff, and the focus, there'll be a time for that, and it's certainly not now. You know, those players have put themselves in Toledo in a very, very good situation, and I think he's disciplined enough that, you know, there'll be a time when you have to sit down because that's just the way the profession works, but certainly not now, and certainly not when there's games on the horizon and you owe it to your players to do the best you can. So put it on hold, and then there'll be a time to have that conversation, not during the season.
Thanks, Urban.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. The bye week is partly for getting healthy physically, but how do you feel about how ready your team is mentally for the stretch run?
Oh, it's week to week. We don't even really talk about the stretch run. We're just talking about Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you're right. Josh Perry's got a high ankle sprain, and we got some other guys banged up, and we still don't have the depth in certain positions. So, you know, all that's good conversation, but not here. It's just we're day to day and trying to get better. And then the thing I love about this place and these kids and our coaches, that's the conversation's about now.
And even if it's just about next week, I mean, how tough has it been for you guys just dealing with all the expectations internally and externally?
Oh, I think it's been there, and I've talked to our guys about that. No one has greater expectations than we do in our locker room, and we also, no one has more respect for people and football teams than our team, the head coach and our coaching staff and our players, and knowing that we're going to get a good swing every week. So I think for a while there that was an issue, and you know, I had to address it a few times. I haven't really talked about it lately because I don't feel that pressing. I feel guys just trying to get better now.
Okay. Thanks, Urban.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Urban, how do you keep your players from mentally checking out during the bye week, or do you actually want them to stop thinking about football for a little bit?
Oh, great question. I think every kid's different. You know, I think same with coaches. You can't really check out because you're going to be watching it all weekend. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're completely engaged because they're here. You know, the weekend, I love when guys go back to their high schools and watch Friday night high school and then Saturday and spend time with their family and come back. That's what a bye week's for. And we really encourage them. That's exactly how to spend your bye week and not, you know, getting yourself in a situation. So I hope they do stay engaged in football.
Can a bye week ever be a bad thing?
Sure. I don't know if I've ever experienced it, but I've heard stories, and you kind of lose your momentum. And but where we are right now with the injury, like everybody, you start hitting the 6, 7, 8 week of the season, everyone's dealing with stuff. So I think it comes at a great time.
All right. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Bill Landis with Cleveland.com.
Urban, I'm working on something on Adolphus Washington, and I learned about a meeting that took place between, I believe, yourself, Adolphus' father, and Coach Johnson this summer. I was just wondering maybe if you could shed some light on that meeting and what it was you were hoping to get out of Adolphus this season.
Well, I don't like to get into meetings too much, but I have such a respect for Adolphus that, you know, this is his last year, and I wanted there to be zero. You know, he could be anywhere from a high draft pick to a non-drafted player, and I wanted him to be very clear and honest about what high draft picks look like. And he's got a child, and, you know, this is obviously very important to him, team first, but it's also, I don't mind guys, you know, worrying about their future. And so we just wanted to be real clear what is missing in his game, and he's done very well.
What do you think is the biggest difference in his play? Because obviously he seems to be standing out maybe a little more than he has in previous years. If you could pinpoint that, what do you think the difference is?
Oh, I just think, you know, Larry Johnson is such a fine coach, and him, they you know, the fundamentals that Coach Johnson is instilling in Adolphus, and you can see him actually using them and getting himself out of, you know, situations. You know, that's where great fundamentals and use of your hands and the things that Coach Johnson works so hard on. So that's the biggest difference. And he flips a switch. You know, when he first, as a freshman and sophomore, he's kind of a good player that, you know, he just played too many plays and would take a play off. I'm seeing him really go now.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Ken Rota with WHBC Radio.
Urban, as you hit the bye week 8-0, pretty good sample size of your team and what it's all about. And you always talk about 9 units strong. Which 2 units have been the most consistent and you're most pleased with, and which 2 units would you like to see improvement down the stretch?
Oh, I won't answer the second one just because we're not there yet. And I want to make sure I visit with the team before I go there. Probably the most consistent would be our tailback for sure. I mean, he's been from game one to game eight really consistent with the ball, without the ball. Plus the guys in that room, Bronte Dunn, Warren Ball, and even Mikey Weber is really coming on. But there's very good consistency in special teams and just their approach. And then I'd probably say the tight ends are doing very well. You know, Marcus Ball has really come out of nowhere. And Nick Vinette's been fairly consistent.
Saturday's win at Rutgers, was it your most complete game as a team? And if so, why do you think that happened? What was the key?
I think Penn State might have been. You know, I think Penn State, especially the respect we have in that defensive line and to run for 350 yards. But I think, obviously, last week the way our defense played. So I think the last 2 weeks we've been very consistent.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Tim May with Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, Urban. I was wondering with Curtis Samuel. Obviously, he got looks in a couple of different spots on Saturday night at Rutgers. And how do you see his role? How do you see him coming along? And how do you see his role sort of expanding as you guys head into the month of November?
Yeah, he's had a couple setbacks with hamstring and lower back issues, and he wasn't able to give us many plays, and he's starting to get healthy again. And I think the world of him, and I want to make sure that he's in a position. You know, that's why I moved him away from Zeke, because he was a running back, and now does he go back afterwards? He could. You know, those are questions we'll answer once Zeke's not here.
Yeah.
But the reason we moved him is because he had to be on the field. You can't just do what we did last year with him and, you know, cleans up after Zeke plays. So we have a lot of – I think he's going to have, you know, 2.5 great years here.
Hey, another quickie. Kenlon Johnston – when did you notice that he had that uncanny ability to drop a pitching wedge in there almost repeatedly? And I'm just wondering, how special is he among punters that you've had? I mean, at least in that regard of gaining you field position.
Yeah, he's a weapon, you know, and we do, you can see fairly quickly because it's, you know, to teach an American punter I think most of them are doing it even in high school now, the, you know, where they rugby punt it to back it up. But he's got an uncanny. He can, his percentage of hitting that ball on the 8-yard line where we ask him to hit is phenomenal in practice and in games.
Thanks, man.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Dave Biddle with 24/7 Sports.
Hi, Urban. What's been the highlight of the book tour so far? I know you've been on many a TV show. What's been the highlight thus far?
Oh, I've watched Bill Riley for many years, and you know, to say, and then, maybe Charles. Hold on, I got his card right here. Charlie Rose. I did a great sit down with him, and I never really watched morning TV, and very, very good conversation with him. So it was a lot of work, but I really enjoyed some of the people I got to meet yesterday.
Thank you.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.